Flora Lichtman is here. Welcome, Flora.
Hi.
Our video producer. Tell us what we've got on our video pick of the week this week, Flora.
This week we have a Mythbuster.
A Mythbuster.
That's right. You may have heard that tomato juice can deodorize skunk spray.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, if you look on Flickr and you search tomato juice dog, you can see these tons of pink dogs that are stained with tomato juice. But here's the kicker. It does not work.
It doesn't.
So this story actually goes back a few months when senior producer at Science Friday, Annette Heist, her very cute dog, Pete, had an encounter with a skunk. We'll put it that way. Mm-hmm. And it was really traumatic. I heard from Annette. Pete was sprayed, and, she wanted to get the skunk spray off. It smelled terrible. And so she went online, and she found this recipe by Paul Kriebaum, who's a chemist. And it miraculously worked.
Wow. And so you went out to the scene of the crime?
Right. Went out to Pennsylvania to the scene of the crime. Did some reenactments.
And you reenacted the spraying of the dog.
Yes.
And the remedy that worked.
Right. And the amazing thing about this is that it's just simple chemistry.
Yeah.
You just turn these sort of stinky skunk spray molecules called thiols into something else, and you get rid of the smell.
Wow. Wow. I wish I had known that about 25 years ago when I had that same sort of encounter, and it was awful. And if you want to see Flora's video and Annette reenacting what happened, go to sciencefriday.com. Our video pick of the week is there. And the good news about this is that it had a happy ending, right?
Yes, the dog is okay and smell free.
Wow.
So you had a skunk encounter?
I had a skunk encounter in my basement. My wife opened the door and the skunk and she were looking at each other right by the laundry. And you know what happened? All the laundry got skunkified, so to speak. And it took months to get this smell out. And what would happen is that when you thought that you'd wash the clothing 10 times, and then when you started sweating, all of a sudden it would start smelling.
And we heard why that's true. It's these molecules called thioacetates that they're sort of reactivated when they encounter water. And that's why you have that lingering smell when it's humid or when you get things wet again.
And so you're going to show us how using everyday products we can make sort of a seemingly magical solution.
Yeah, so stock up on hydrogen peroxide. That's sort of the take-home point if you live in the woods.
If you live in the woods and some other useful things around the house. Okay, thank you, Flora.
Thanks.
Flora Lichtman, our digital video producer, and the Science Friday pick of the week at sciencefriday.com, the science of the skunk. So that's a great video you'll be able to see up right now. Our program is produced by Christopher Intagliato, senior producer Annette Heist, on the skunk. Charles Berquist is our director, and Flora is our producer for digital media. Laura Pelcher is our Sci-Arts producer. Our intern is Shelley Du Bois. Neil Roush is our technical director and at the controls here in New York. We had help in Second Life from Lynn Cullins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and the University of Denver. And please, we're still podcasting, Twittering, and we're on Facebook. We've got a group on there. We'll be ratcheting that up. Also, send us email and your videos. Go watch Flora's video, and you say, I've got something just as good as that, or something I'd like you to make as good as that. Send it to us. We're always looking for those contributions. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.